direct from the 95 BFM Lounge. It's Friday Live. Thanks to Rudy's, Brewers of Beer. Go to rudys.beer.
Okay, and welcome to the 95 BFM studio. I'm going to have a go. I've just been told your name, and I'm going to ruin it, I'm sure. Evgeny?
Yes.
Close? Saraglar?
Right. Saraglar.
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 Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
And now, Evgeny, you've come all the way from Tuva?
Yes.
Which is part of Russia, but borders Mongolia. Tell us a little bit about the region.
So Tuva is the youngest republic of the Russian Federation, and its population is about 320,000 people only, and we speak Turkish language. Tuvan language is the Turkish language, and we have a very rich history and unique culture. And Tuvan throat singing is considered to be the treasure of our homeland. And it's very famous, it's getting famous all over the world, and attracts many people to visit Tuva every year.
How long is the history of throat singing?
Throat singing exists for centuries. As long as Tuvan people, nomadic people, live, and because Tuvan people, they have always been nomads. They used to live, and they still do.
Constantly moving.
Yeah, moving and around, surrounded by the nature, and they were trying to imitate the sounds of the nature, animal sounds, wind sound, river sound. That's how throat singing was born.
Awesome. And is it, I guess you kind of, as soon as you learn to talk, you start to learn to throat sing? Is that kind of how it works? I assume so.
Yeah, because our grandparents, grandfathers, brothers, they it's like speaking. Not nowadays, but in the past, they would throat sing just like speaking and using it a lot. And so children, they would learn it from very early childhood.
Cool. It's not solo voice. Evgeny has bought a few instruments as well to play along with. So what have you brought with you? What's in the case behind you? I'm curious as to what's the summon the instrument.
Yeah, that instrument is called doshbulur.
Okay.
It's also a Tuvan traditional instrument.
Oh wow! I see some goat skin.
Very often it's.
No trouble coming through customs?
No.
Okay, good. That's good. They have to fumigate it or something.
Yeah, so this is very special instrument for Zhenya, because for Evgeny, because his student from the United States, he made it in the United States and brought as a gift to Zhenya.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet. Shall we? Are you okay to play a couple of songs?
Yeah, yes. Sure.
Sweet. I say we move the microphones. I might have to steal your microphone. Sorry.
Yeah.
And let's get into it. I'll just make a bunch of noise for everyone. Put this one down here, maybe, and you know. Cool.
Эки күннүн хамыр мен дизин айтып турмен. Мен дизин аптырлар да балар болса шүптүн арга изиги байырын жетип турмен делегенин аңган булгунарында. Не кайсыңдылар бүгдеге сагыт көмөйүн салып берип көрөйүн. Auckland Horizon Radio Zone.
Oh,
Right on. Hey, Evgeny, I kind of just want to climb inside your throat and see what's going on in there. Because you kind of got... That's the situation, right? There's like a low harmonic and a high harmonic, and they're both kind of like dancing around.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah.
Please don't translate right. That directly.
It's two voices at the same time, yeah. Main and the second.
Yeah.
Overtone and overtone.
Overtone, that's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, because I'm not musician. So.
It's better with eye contact.
And one style, it's lower style called Kargra.
Powerful. And so in an orchestra, I guess you have a few people doing the low and some people doing the middle
yeah,
stuff.
All the guys playing in the orchestra, they can throat sing and they mm-hmm. can perform every style of different styles, that's all awesome. The styles of two-man throat singing.
Fully accomplished.
Yeah.
I'm kind of thinking about the first time someone ever did this. It probably would have scared people a little bit. Like, what's going on? Like a kind of a...
It's very surprising.
You know what I mean?
You can even mix the highest voice, highest style, and the lowest style, and put them together,
right.
Like a Chulandic style. And
and reverse sound.
So you're on a tour of New Zealand at the moment. Has it just begun, or have you got a few dates ahead of you? I know that you're playing tonight at the Auckland Unitarian Church, which mm-hmm. is from 8 p.m.
Yeah, but unfortunately that gig's actually sold out.
Oh, it's sold out?
That performance is sold out, but there's a workshop tomorrow and a demonstration of instruments tomorrow at the Audio Foundation at 12.
Perfect.
Okay. 12 midday, yeah. And... Mm-hmm. There's also another gig on the 2nd in Auckland at the Northern Club, which is very fancy yes. venue with very fancy. There'll be a big fancy dinner and wine, and and I recommend that. That'll be amazing yeah. combination, and okay. possibly something on the 3rd because we've sold out this first concert.
Okay.
So
mm.
yeah,
okay.
And keep in touch with the Audio Foundation to find out.
Okay. Look, it feels like we're winding down, but do you think, have you got any more, one more? Up to you, we're easy.
Maybe Jules Harp, two and Jules Harp.
Okay. Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Evgeny Sayagala. Oh man, your last name is a tricky one.
Saraglar.
Nice. I think we'll stick to you saying it. It's the best. All the way from Tuva. I tell you what, if you're out and about and you want to see something a bit different, that sounds like a really, really nice time. So.
His wife's
And Anna, thank Anna. Anna, thank you so much for
thank you for the inviting.
Awesome, thank awesome. Enjoy New Zealand.
Right on. Thanks.
Thank you.
Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to Rudy's, Brewers of Beer.